Saga Egmont presents Beneath Cornish Skies by Kate Ryder, read by Kristin Atherton. Into the forest I go, to lose my mind and find my soul. John Muir. Prologue. Before me lay a thick, impenetrable forest, stretching as far as the eye could see. It was dark and foreboding, and I shivered with apprehension. In the distance, a firefly darted towards me through the trees, and as the pinprick of light grew closer, it hovered at the edge of the woodland, beckoning. I knew I had no choice but to enter, and though fearful of the unknown, I took a tentative step. Pushing aside the undergrowth, I followed the beacon of light and drifted through the foliage like a spirit, twisting and turning through the trees. As I glanced up at the dense canopy that inhibited any natural light, I found my body rising through the branches, without control over speed, until high above the forest, I gazed down upon a wild, rugged landscape, shrouded in darkness. On the wind, I detected a scent of the ocean. Raising my eyes to the heavens, I watched dark cirrus clouds scudding across the night sky to reveal a wash of twinkling stars and planets. A halo of light surrounded the moon, its inner edge tinged red, the outer an altogether bluer hue. Gazing earthwards again, I noticed the thick tree canopy stretched for miles, like a spill of ink across the landscape. And all at once, I was descending. As I plunged through the roof of the forest, I closed my eyes, bracing myself against the scratch and claw of twig and branch. But unscathed, I floated gracefully to the forest floor. The firefly had waited for me. Resuming my journey, I followed its beacon of light through the trees, until we came upon a clearing. 10 brightly coloured gypsy caravans encircled a campfire, around which sat a group of people warming themselves from the flames. An assortment of scrawny, raggedy dogs wandered the encampment, or slumbered beneath the steps of the caravans. And somewhere close by, I heard the comforting sound of horses grazing. As I hesitated at the edge of the clearing, a sudden burst of laughter drew my attention to a small group of men sitting on the far side of the fire. A man plucked at the strings of a guitar and started to sing, his baritone voice pleasingly deep and smooth. Another cajoled a mandolin into life, while a third accompanied on an accordion. As the song gathered pace, increasing in intensity and tone, a young lad tucked a fiddle under his chin and enthusiastically joined in. A number of children chased each other around the campfire until someone shouted and briefly halted their game, and swarthy, black-haired men danced with sultry, dark-eyed women, a twist of limbs and swirling colour, as their bodies responded ever more urgently to the primal beat. Suddenly, there was a roaring sound in my head, and as I became aware of the rush of blood pumping through my veins, I realised I wasn't a wraith-like apparition or some whimsical spirit, but that I too responded to that beat. For the first time in many years, I felt alive. And then, through the flickering firelight, I saw you sitting on a log on the far side of the camp, deep in conversation with the man beside you. No one had noticed me, and, moving closer, I took the opportunity to gaze at your face in wonder. You were not like the others. You shared none of their darkness. Prone to curls, your dark blonde hair.